Hey guys, I am so happy you're here and you decided to join us. I'm assuming a lot of you just came from the last episode where I interviewed Dominique Perkowski, meditation and breathwork coach. I interviewed her on her journey, how she got involved in meditation and how it's healed her. If you missed that, it's the episode right before this one, so you can listen anytime and get to know just a little bit more about Dom. But this episode is a surprise episode that we decided to do together. It's a 20-minute meditation session that gives us a little sneak peek into Dom's new program called The Shift. I got super emotional. I loved it. You'll hear my reaction at the end and I will see you guys there, but I'm going to let Dom take it away. If you guys want to fast forward to the 5-minute mark, that's where the meditation starts. So you can always come back to this and use it whenever you want to. I hope you enjoy and let's get into it.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Ed. I'm really excited to be leading this meditation. So I know we talked about this on the podcast episode, but I'm coming out with a meditation program called The Shift. I don't know if I talked about the actual name of it on the last podcast, but the meditation that we'll be leading today, or I'll be leading you through today, is the core meditation or the core purpose of this meditation program. And The Shift is all about transforming you into the person that you wanted to be from the inside out. And the reason why this hits with me so much is because I've been in the spiritual world for a while. I'm sure that you've heard about manifestation. Maybe your listeners have heard about manifestation. Yeah. And whether you're into manifestation or not, just as a cultural belief system, we give a lot of our power away to external things in order to give ourselves a feeling of worth, a feeling of satisfaction. We wait until our life is perfect, until we give ourselves permission to feel a certain way, and capitalize by some of the stuff in manifestation culture makes you like manifest outside of you. And a lot of our life, we live thinking that our partner is going to give us the love that we're looking for, that that job is going to give us the success, the feeling of success that we're looking for, that a win is going to give us that sense of worth that we're looking for. And what you learn through meditation is that all of this can come from the inside, because we can sit within a meditative state and create those sensations within us and then bring them into the world outside of us. And it creates an intention where we're showing up authentically as ourselves. So we don't need an excuse to feel the way that we want to feel, to create the things that we want to create in the world. And it's so beautiful, because for a really long time, I mean, I'm sure that you've realized that you cannot control the world.
Right, right.
So things come and go, and the one constant is you. So through meditation, what you can start to do is habituate these patterns that you want to see in your life, to the point where even if externally nothing is validating that for you, you're validating that within yourself and bringing that into the world so that you can create the things that you want to create. And it's a beautiful aspect that learning that manifestation and all of this stuff of creation is not done for the external, but rather it's done through the internal, makes it just such a more joyful process to be a part of, to see how you can co-create with your life. So the main meditation, I know I went on a little bit of
that was so good.
So passionate about this, because I know I spent a lot of my life giving my power away to external things to let me feel the way that I wanted to. And so this meditation has like a really special place in my heart. It's a meditation that I've done consistently for 2 years, and it's a meditation that's transformed my own life. When I first started doing these meditations, I was working in a full-time marketing job, which it was great, but it wasn't really what my heart was calling me to do. And through the process of undoing all of the belief systems that got me into that place, and then creating new ones that supported the vision that I had for myself, I'm now able to be in a place where I wake up in the morning, and even if I have some stress in the day or some things that like I have to get done, I'm just like, I can't believe that this is where I am. I can't believe that I've created this for myself. This is so crazy. It's beautiful. So, okay. Long ranting aside, let's get into the actual meditation. So what I'll be taking listeners through today is an inner guide meditation where we will be fast forwarding through your imagination into the future. And if you're new to meditation, allow this to be an easy process. Let yourself just flow with the words of the meditation. Don't try to jump in too much. Don't overthink it too much, because meditation is truly very simple. Our mind is the thing that gets in the way of it, and our second guessing and our overthinking is the thing that gets in the way of it. And it will be more of a visual meditation. So again, allow your imagination to flow as freely as it needs to in this session. And if you feel like you are not visualizing correctly, or maybe not hitting it, that's fine. Just let the meditation be as it is. And you can always come back to it at a different session to hear it again and see if it impacts you in a different way. Amazing. So just get yourself into a comfortable seated position. Sid, you are sitting in a chair. So
yep.
Feet firmly on the floor. You can sit crisscross applesauce on a cushion on the floor or in a bed in the way that I am. Or if you want to take this full moment for yourself, you can lie down in a shavasana position with your hands beside you and just relax while you listen to the meditation. And whenever you've gotten yourself into that comfortable seated position, gently closing the eyes and starting to leave the room by focusing on the sensation of the breath of the nose. Taking a few rounds of cleansing breaths here. Allowing these breaths to reconnect you to yourself. To bring you home to yourself. Taking these breaths with intention. Allowing each exhale to release any experiences, any resistance, any heaviness that has come and passed. And allowing each inhale to ground you deeply into this moment. Into the endless opportunity of the present. And into the opportunity to embody a state of being that you desire. Now beginning to ground down into our bodies, to seeing where we can relax and create a bit more space for ourselves. So starting with the forehead, releasing the brow, allowing our eyes to rest heavy. Unclenching the jaw. Softening the shoulders. Feeling the weight of our arms beside us. Allowing our fingertips to unfurl. Feeling the support. The cushion or surface underneath us. And allowing our bodies to give in to that support. To feel the weight of gravity holding us down. Holding us, supporting us in this moment. Knowing that in this practice, we can release the mind, allow ourselves to show up exactly as we are, and let go of any resistance that may be holding us back from this moment. So giving yourself permission here to just release any remaining tension in the body. And noticing how this creates space how this creates opportunity for the new to emerge. And from this space, using your imagination, starting to bring yourself into a comfortable, cozy place in the future. It can be your ideal space, one that brings you a sense of satisfaction, of fulfillment, of everything being just right. And begin to picture yourself waking up in this space and looking around, taking in the totality, the wholeness that you feel, taking in the details of the space, looking in the distance, noticing what you see, looking at your hands and feet, noticing what you see. Begin to picture yourself walking towards a mirror in the corner of the room to begin to take in your own reflection. As you stand in front of the mirror, notice your hairstyle, the way your eyes flicker, the expression on your face, the clothes you may be wearing. But most importantly, notice how you're showing up. The characteristics that you're embodying. The way your energy fills the room. What does this new future you have? What do you admire about this vision? And now mentally allow yourself to step in to this vision that you have for yourself and take yourself throughout the day. Noticing what's on your to-do list. The people that are in your life. Things that you're excited for. Most importantly, how you show up to these activities. How you show up to this life. Allowing your imagination to really go for it for these next few moments. And now allow any visualization to fade into the background as you begin to imagine yourself sitting with this future version of yourself. And notice the unconditional love pouring out of them at you in this moment. How proud they are of who you are in this moment. How proud they are of how far you've come. And if you notice any resistance popping up, allow their unconditional love to melt these beliefs away, to know that you are exactly as you're meant to be right now, and exactly where you're meant to be right now. And as you take in this vision of your future self, notice something that they have that you admire, that you feel may help and support you on your journey ahead. Maybe it's self-love, self-trust, more joy, patience, ease. And imagine that just by sitting here with them, that they are filling you with this characteristic. Picturing it filling your body through a golden white light on each breath until it reaches the top of your head. The bottom of your toes. And all 10 fingertips. And allow yourself to sit in this moment, in this new state of being. Recognizing that it's all within you. And feeling it transform you. Almost as if you're getting a second opportunity to wake up today. Breathing deeply into the sensation. And allowing the breath to support your dedication to showing up as this version of yourself once you get off the cushion. Before we close this practice off, just taking this final moment to share love for yourself exactly as you are. Knowing that this love will help you bring this truer version of yourself into the world. Breathing deeply into that feeling. And when you feel that you've reached the peak of that sensation, allowing yourself to slowly return back into the room, wiggling the fingers and toes. Whenever you're ready, no sooner, gently opening the eyes. How did you enjoy it?
I got emotional.
It is. It's such.
I was about to start bawling crying, but for the listeners, I was trying to keep it peaceful so I didn't interrupt anyone. But yeah, I wanted to cry.
Isn't it crazy?
That
emotional release to anybody else who may have had an emotional release on this meditation, see that as resistance moving. Because when you see your own potential and your own greatness, there's a lot of limiting beliefs that can come in. So if you felt resistance in the meditation of either crying or how can this possibly be me, it's not resistance to the actual image. It's resistance to your own greatness, the potential of your own greatness. So there's a quote, I mean, I feel like we've all heard this. We don't fear that we're inadequate. We fear that we're powerful beyond measure. And that emotional release releases that resistance so that you can have more clarity on the person that you really are. I cry all the time in my meditations, especially when I give myself love. And so this meditation is really powerful when done on a consistent basis because you habituate that state of being. And if we can create that state of being within meditation, that means that nothing else is acting upon us. That means we are creating that state of being, and everything that we project that thing onto is just coming from our own mind. So the more that we condition ourselves, the more we create this pattern, the more we show up in that confidence and that joy, we're recreating our patterns. It's just a habit of the mind, especially in the tough moments. If we can show up in that way, that's the strongest habit creation. So it's really powerful, and it really changes us from the inside out the more that we do it on a consistent basis. So I'm really happy that you enjoyed it, Sid.
I honestly, first of all, the energy shift already, I just feel like more at peace, but I got especially emotional the part when you said to look at yourself in the mirror, because like it was looking at a different version of myself and I just wanted to start bawling because like I was way more at peace. And when you said to like pretend like you're talking to your future self on the couch, I was literally like hugging her and holding her and cradling her. And it was. So I highly recommend. So your program is going to be available when?
It's launching in October. So this is one iteration of like an inner guide meditation. There's so many ways that we can go deeper, because one of the things that happens when we start to move towards this future version of ourselves, we rub against the beliefs that have been creating the reality or the condition that we live in now. And so there's meditations to undo lovingly, I always say, undo mm-hmm. the conditioned patterns, and then celebrate the person that we are becoming in the process. Because something else that can happen with this future version meditations is that we're like, that's so far away, that can never be me. And I will tell you from experience, that can be you. It may take some linear time to get there, but the more that you show up as the person that you want to be, the more your perspective expands to the opportunity that are available to you. You're creating a completely new belief system that supports the person that you want to be. It's crazy. It's wild. It's wonderful.
No, I even loved too, like when it was like my future self giving myself advice, it was like a lot, like just like trust the process and knowing that like you're on the way. And that's what I was like, okay, like I'm going to trust this. And so very holy powerful. Like that was, I just had like a spiritual awakening. That was really, really good. I've never had a meditation session like that before. I really was there. So I can't wait to send you a future picture of myself when I get to be there. I'm going to be like, Dom, like this is where I was when I did the meditation with you.
So insane. It's so insane. Oh my God. I'm so happy that you had that experience.
Amazing. Well, guys listening, I hope you loved it. And depending on when this comes out, I'll either update the episodes with the details on the bottom, but your website and all your stuff will be there. But guys, this is amazing. Sign up with Dom. She's incredible. And I don't even know what to say. I have no words. My whole energy just shifted. So thank you so much, Dom. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys. Bye.